I started doing these recordings so that way I could help myself figure out what it is like to speak my mind, because I don't do it. A lot of times if I see something going right or wrong, I'll just kind of shrug, especially if it's wrong, and grin and bear it, because I'm sure that the time will pass where there's some emotional discomfort. And eventually it does. Problem with that, if anybody else does that too, is that that emotional discomfort doesn't go anywhere. Because you're not voicing your opinion, you're not talking about it with anybody. Whatever problem may have come up. Same thing for any joy that came up. And when it doesn't go anywhere, it just starts to build and build and build. And then it explodes. Sometimes for the happy things in a good way. But for the bad things, definitely in a bad way. And so I started recording my voice, trying to get used to saying the things that are on my mind and to try and diffuse or disperse some of the negative emotions I may have and stifle. And even to get used to showing and demonstrating the positive emotions, because I was a very difficult person to read. So people didn't know how to carry themselves around me. So there were times when, you know, I was starting to voice my opinion when I figured there were people that I needed to either protect or speak for. And it came out in a negative way. Like I said, I was a hard person to read. So if someone wronged me or someone that I love, there was a very cool but flaming hot anger that could be seen, sometimes felt. And I managed to control the anger whenever it would come out. But it was a dangerous type of control. And in realizing that, I knew that there had to be a better way. Needless to say, over the last year or so, I've been voicing my opinion a bit more about things that bothered me. And the anger in voicing them hasn't been there. Or at least it's been a little bit less. Which I think is a good thing. I was actually super proud of myself the other day. I was in a grocery line getting ready to check out. And some guy that was oblivious to the fact that there was a line just pushed his cart right in front of me and stopped to get in line. And I politely said, "Excuse me." And the guy didn't turn around. So I said a louder, "Excuse me." And he turned around. He said, oh, I'm sorry. And I said, no, it's okay. I was just here first. Now, in the past, I would have deferred and say, hey, it's okay, just stay there or whatever. Because, I mean, the confrontation didn't really need to have something to push somebody else out. Even before that, I probably wouldn't even have said anything. And just stood there fuming. Angry that this man had taken my space, and then, you know, letting the anger subside and just going on about my day. But this time I didn't do that, and I was so proud of myself for being able to confront the situation, you know, address the person in a nice way, and, you know, kind of stake my claim to a spot in line. Now, did the spot in line really matter to me? Not at all. I know that I would have been all right had I just let the guy stay there. But that's not the point. The point is that I think that I needed, you know, we all need to be able to have our voice heard without deferring to somebody just so we don't make them feel uncomfortable. Because it's important for us to be able to be us. If you don't, then you're always going to be someone that you're not. So I think this podcast has helped me out quite a bit. Plan to do more. How are you going to get yourself heard? It takes practice. It's not easy, but you can do it. It's just something to consider.